On University of Southern California Week, concrete has been an important part of our world, but at what cost? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Peterson, assistant professor of civil and environmental engineering, delves in to find out.
The built environment is made of concrete. It's the most used material in the world after water. It's strong, durable, and cheap. Cement is the binder in concrete. Mixed with sand, gravel, and water, it creates concrete. Unfortunately, for each ton of cement we produce, we also release around 600 kilograms of CO2 into the environment. As a result, cement accounts for around 7% of total anthropogenic CO2 emissions. These emissions come from two sources. Firstly, from burning fossil fuels to produce the intense temperatures required to calcine limestone. And secondly, from emissions that occur when carbon dioxide is stripped from limestone to create the calcium silicates that make up cement. It's a complicated material that requires a multidisciplinary approach, from policymakers that incentivize material designs with a lower greenhouse gas footprint to engineers and scientists that improve upon the recipe and manufacture of the material. Even though cement has been used to construct civilizations since the time of the Romans, there are still many mysteries about the process by which the material turns from liquid slurry to solid stone. We have only recently uncovered the forces at the molecular scale that provide cement its glue-like properties, and there is still much to be explored about the microstructural organization of the material. If the building blocks of cement at the micro scale can be organized into a denser arrangement, similar performance can be achieved using fewer calcium silicates. Deciphering the mystery of its organization and the levers that can be adjusted to tune it, we hope to find sustainable alternatives that retain their resilience. On the policy side, states like California, Colorado, New Jersey, and New York have already passed legislation requiring cleaner concrete. That trend is growing, offering a concrete vision for a cleaner way to produce this vital material.
That was Thomas Peterson of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.